Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Honey, can you believe it? Finally, almost here. The wedding.
The wedding is here.
Yeah.
I guess I can't really until I guess we're there.
I know.
I feel like I've just been on cruise mode through this whole time until like the last week when you guys have been on my ass to get like the suits because it felt my first option didn't work out. But apart from that, I feel like I've just been, it's been quite easy.
Court, how are you feeling?
I feel like I'm more prepared than the both of you.
Probably.
This is coming out a little bit later than when we're podcasting, but I already have my nails done, my toes done. I got my hair freshly done, spray tan scheduled.
I'm doing all of that next week.
I know. Just, I feel like I'm ahead of
the
game.
Wow. That's some effort right there.
Yeah.
I guess my mom caught up Sheena today and was asking her for nail advice.
Yeah. Last night I talked to her.
What was she asking now? She called me up.
She was saying that with her gels, if she should get them filled now or if she could do it out here because she doesn't want to burden us and us have to take her. I'm like, literally, you could walk across the street. There's like three nail salons right here.
Wait, so is there nails? Are nails done differently? The reason why my mom likes to ask that, and I know this is my mom, is because she used to do this like as a side hustle, nails. And she used to do her own nails. And I actually learned how to do French tip, gel, acrylic, like... But like, I don't remember now, but like, it was funny, my mom doing it. So like, I think she was trying to ask, just get some advice. Is it the same as Australia? Nails are done the same?
Well, the word she used, I'm like, do you mean like gel? Like, is it acrylics?
Did she say nail extension?
No, she didn't.
That's what they say in England.
No, she said, maybe, no, she didn't say that. I don't remember what it was exactly, but I was like, just get it taken off and then we'll do fresh ones here.
It's probably the same thing, just a different name. I don't think there's that many different things you could do to your nails. I get Gel X and I only get it done every 4 to 5 weeks. So even though we're still a little bit out from the wedding, they're still going to be perfect by the time the wedding happens. Like, yeah.
Totally.
Maybe I should tell mom to get Gel X. Are they like the new thing on the block? Or is
I don't know if they
look?
Have it where she lives in Australia though. It's kind of even new in LA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to get Gel X.
You're going to get a manicure for sure.
Yeah, there's that happening.
You can do a pedicure too if you want.
Definitely need to get that one going too. I've got these talons on my left bottom, my little pinky toes.
Oh my God.
But in my defense is because they just get beaten up in shoes because I got a wider feet than normal. And so my little toe gets squished in there. And
you should shave your toe knuckles before you go get a pedicure.
The hair on my my phalanges. Those are my phalanges. Of course they're going to grow hair on them.
Wait, aren't your phalanges your fingers and then the toes are called something different?
No, your fingers and your toes are both phalanges.
Isn't there like metatarsals and something?
Metacarpals and metatarsals?
Whatever.
Yeah, they're like in your wrist. Those little bones in there.
Oh, are those not in your feet? I think we're going to have to fact check.
God. Courtney's going to fact check right now. What are your phalanges?
Our phalanges, toes, and fingers.
Does it say that?
Yeah. I guess they're both phalanges.
Why does
you just make shit up.
There's a lot of things you're wrong about. That's why.
I'm wrong about so much.
But you'll say something with such conviction that I'm like, wait, really? And then I feel stupid for believing you half the time.
It's like his confident words. I'm like, that's not the right word.
No, there's things I know, right? Like, okay, wait, where's the metatarsals and metacarpals?
Give me a second. That's a long word to type. This is a wedding podcast, not an anatomy one.
We're getting you a pedicure. We can move on with human anatomy.
I want to know metatarsals, metacarpals real quick.
Metatarsals?
Yeah.
Metatarsal bones are in the foot.
Okay, and metacarpals are in your wrists.
Yeah, because you get like carpal tunnel and that's in your hands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I said metatarsals, so I was right. You were right, phalanges. Cool. Right. Feet, check.
Check. Anatomy done. Moving on.
Let's get into it.
I have some questions that I pulled from your Instagram audience.
Yes.
And there's really no particular order, just all wedding related. So. Okay.
Are you sure it's not anatomy related? We're pretty good on that one. Pedicures, manicures, French tips. We're good.
A separate anatomy podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Brock, can you name all bones in the human body? That's not the question.
I'm so safe, but I would like to go back into that. All right, perfect. We can play like a Family Feud podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Sure.
For you.
Comment below.
Let us know if you want to hear a Family Feud podcast. That'll be
maybe
fun.
Maybe we do something like that for Patreon.
Okay.
And like a video, you know?
Yeah, tune in for Patreon. Visuals of the phalanges.
Totes.
Okay, so first question, Tay Thornton asks, Sheena, are you wearing a crop top wedding dress again?
No, I'm not. Spoiler alert.
Bummer.
No crop top.
Do we get some kind of visuals?
Well, wait,
that was also a question. Okay. The question is, any hints on your bridal look? Can't wait to see how beautiful and special your wedding is. That is from Tramamia.
Tramamia.
So I'm doing three different looks. The ceremony look will have my dress with an overskirt that then will detach for the reception. And then for the after party that we're doing in the cave, I'm doing a short dress.
Wow.
Yeah. I have two awesome designers. The short dress I got from Casablanca Bridal, shout out to them in Newport Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. I love it. And then Paul Attu. Is that how you say his last name?
Attu? Attu?
A-T-T-E-U. Attu. Paul Attu. Well, he is a fabulous designer. We have known each other for years since I waited on him in Beverly Hills back in my Villa Blanca days. So he offered to design me a custom gown and it is gorgeous. It's almost done. And I actually have another fitting tomorrow.
Oh, I think they wanted a shout out too. I think their season 3 is now on Amazon.
It is Gown and Out season 3. Check it out if you haven't seen it. They've been on the podcast in the past. I have done their show. I think it was on season 2. So funny, honey. When they did my podcast, I had just met you and I was thinking about going to Australia, but I was like, I don't know. I just met this guy. We were talking about how you're a rugby player.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to go back and listen to that podcast because it's so funny.
That's funny.
This was right when I met you. And it was just one of the many things I've bonded over with them. But they were just kind of a part of our relationship before it even started.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, more on your look. JWMX wants to know if you have any hints on the jewels you're wearing with your looks.
All things Kyle Chan and my girlfriend, Jenny Jules. So Kyle Chan has made my beautiful engagement ring, obviously, but he's also doing some custom pearl earrings for me. And I think for the rehearsal dinner and maybe the welcome party, we're going to do some other fun jewels from him. And then Jenny Jules, J-U-L-E-S, her Instagram is JBug Jules. Jewelry. She made me a custom pearl headband, and I'm actually going to do two different ones, one's for the rehearsal dinner and one for the wedding.
We love lots of looks.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I have fabulous friends who are jewelry designers, and they are hooking me up, and it's going to be pearly.
Gummy pearly.
Are you guys doing a first look?
We actually are. So
what is it? What is a first look?
Before we do the ceremony, we meet up just like privately and see each other for the first time. So it's a moment to have, you know, just intimate between the two of you and also to get some photos before everything.
Wait, are we sleeping in different rooms the night before?
No, we have a baby. We're not doing that.
That's to stop you from
smacking. That is very traditional, but that like seems we're like already religious. Past that. Yeah.
What is the tradition on that?
It's just like, I think it's a superstition thing, like not seeing the bride before because it's bad luck.
Like you've seen her before.
Yeah.
Like when's the cutoff?
Yeah. So no, we're not going to do that. We have a baby. We're not going to separate
asking.
In rooms.
I didn't know what it was
no,
for.
But why I do want to do the first look as well is because we're doing the exclusive with People. So we have to make sure that we post the photo and People Magazine post the photo before anyone else.
That's smart.
So I was like, if we do a first look, then we get the photos out of the way before anyone else sees us. And we'll get that posted right away. So then whoever takes photos at the ceremony, I don't even care because we already posted the first look, actually.
You're a smart thinker there, honey. I would not have thought about that.
Yeah.
Wait, I have my own question. Uh-huh. I just thought about this. No one asked this. This is just me thinking. So this is at a Mexican resort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure most of the resort are like your guests and everything. What about people, if there's any, that are staying at the resort that aren't there for your wedding? Do they just get like booted?
Yeah.
Like they're like, sorry about your, like what if there was weddings planned every single day?
So when we were there, there were two different weddings when Brock and I went in June and they closed the pool at what, like 4 or 5?
Yep.
So they
just like send everyone to their room and like,
yeah.
They stay, like, so they said, like, what we saw is they put a sign up saying, hey, we've got a wedding here this afternoon. So after 4 p.m., please. And then what they
and
do
it was
is
a
they,
cute sign. It was like, yeah, please respect bad. Their love.
And there was also some space, although.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. There was some space for everyone else to go. But I think, I mean, the hotel, yeah, there will be half, majority of the hotel's there for the wedding. And then the other half will be down the other end because there's two pools as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like 4 pools actually.
Yeah. But so. The way that we're doing this is they're having like a wooden bridge platform over one pool and then the glass platform.
Normally they walk around it. We're just going straight over
it.
If
I was just a random hotel guest and I booked my vacation like a year in advance before your wedding was even planned, I'd be pissed.
I mean, it's one day and the sign that they have is really sweet. It's like you don't want to be there because you don't want to intrude.
What if you have people looking over their balconies watching?
I'm sure they will because that's what we did.
That's what we did.
If they film?
Wow. Then another reason why I want to do the first look, I just want to get it out there and posted immediately because nowadays with social media and with the majority of the resort being oceanfront views, you're going to see me.
Yeah.
So as long as we get that first photo posted, then you know what? Whatever everyone else wants to post, fuck it. I don't care.
Boom.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know on the last wedding podcast, you guys talked about bridesmaids and groomsmen and how many you were doing because Sheena needs a good even number for photos.
Yes.
But Elise Chica was wondering what VPR cast members, both former and current, are bridesmaids.
So current, we have Raquel and Ariana. There are no former bridesmaids, cast member bridesmaids. However, there will be some in attendance.
Yay.
Yeah.
Then we got the boys on the groomsmen as well. I know it wasn't part of your question, but I'm just sitting here listening. So I'm going to give a shout out to the boys, Tom and Tom.
Yeah.
Tom 1 and Tom 2. They're going to be standing up in there in pole position, 3 and 4.
Uh-huh.
So, they're like thing 1 and thing 2.
Right.
Maybe I should get them like party shirt 1, party shirt 2.
Oh my God.
Get them the same party shirts.
But who's number 1 and who's number 2?
It's up for them to decide.
They can fight to the death.
I feel like Sandoval would take the number 2 one now because he was always Tom 1 and Schwartz was always Tom 2 that I feel like. He's like, no, Schwartz, you can be Tom 1 now.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Okay, well, let's talk about guests too. Is Rob coming?
No.
Rob who?
Valletta?
Oh my God.
No.
Who asked these questions?
But I guarantee, honey, if we invited Rob, he would have came.
Ortiz Brown asked that question.
Wait, what?
Well, okay, if we're being real, I mean, I guess there kind of is an ex coming to the wedding.
What? How are we having
I mean, come? Max is coming.
Yeah, but
that's different.
You don't consider, I mean, I don't consider Max your ex.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying, like, there is technically someone at the wedding who kind of dated. but it's not my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Brock, are your kids coming?
The fam are not coming. They just spent 2 weeks in a camper van up North Queensland with their parents. And it's just too soon right now for us to kind of push our life onto them. When they're ready, it's on them. So it's been good. But, you know, and I agree with that. I'm looking forward to just mending bridges with them. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheena, what has Shay said about the marriage? I guess you have to check with your ex-husband about getting married again, huh?
Who asked this question?
This is from Ortiz Brown asking the real question.
Ortiz with the boyfriend? What? Do you not like me, Ortiz? You just what? Come on, bro.
I think when we got engaged, I feel like Shay congratulated me, and definitely when I had the baby, but I haven't talked to him recently about the wedding.
Yeah.
No.
He's not coming.
He is not coming. No.
Let's see.
While you look for the next question, we're just going to take a quick little break. All right, ladies, listen up, because this one is for you. I've talked to you about Woo before, and I'm going to talk to you about Woo More Play again, because today we're working with a new and exciting sponsor yet again to talk about better sex. So our favorite sex care brand, Woo More Play, is back on the podcast to help our audience have the best sex of their lives. So I've told you guys about the Woo Freshies wipes, which are the best for before and after sex because they're made with coconut water and they smell fucking amazing. So I feel confident. I feel fresh, especially, you know, after a quickie if you have it in the middle of the day. I mean, back when I was single, I am telling you, I had Freshies everywhere. I had them in my purse. I had them in my bedside table drawer. I had them in my car. I had them everywhere because you just never know when you might get it on, single ladies. And for those in a relationship, just, you know, keep them close because sex is a very important part of a relationship. So for the best sex ever, you have to try Woo's Coconut Love Oil. It's made with natural and organic coconut oil. And even though we use it for everything, like foreplay, sex, massages, whatever, it's edible. It tastes like a vanilla cupcake. No joke. Highly recommend testing that one for yourself. And also, what's fun for Brock and I and for you couples out there, Woo has new couples card games with prompts and questions created to bring you and your partner closer than ever. Like really dirty prompts paired with really deep questions. So safe to say I'm obsessed. And it's called Nightcap. How cute is that? So right now, my listeners can head over to WooMorePlay.com and use code Sheena at checkout for 20% off their entire site. That's 20% off with code Sheena. Enjoy better sex and thank Woo later. Self-care, you know, keep it fresh, keep your body good. And if you didn't hear my interview a couple months back with Tina Anderson, the founder of Just Thrive, definitely go back, give it a listen, because she talks all things probiotics, gut health, and it was so educational. I'm telling you, it was life-changing. So, like, for example, if you ever feel, you know, that tightness in your tummy just sitting in rush hour, or if you get sick to your stomach before, you know, a big presentation, that's because your gut, not your brain, but your gut is responsible for your stress response. Now, I never knew any of this until I sat down with Tina and she blew mine and Brock's minds. So to manage stress and feel calm and in control, you have to give your gut what it needs to thrive. And personally, I now, since talking to Tina, trust Just Thrive Probiotics because it is recommended by some of the biggest names in the health industry. It's literally a game changer for helping you sidestep gas, bloat, and constipation. It's also been shown to help flip the switch on stretch. It's also been shown to flip the switch on stress so you can feel confident and in control, because all of us want to feel in control. And for next level stress management, you can pair the probiotic with Just Thrive's breakthrough new form, Just Calm. This is Brock and I's favorite. Just Calm's proprietary ingredients have been clinically proven to do almost the unimaginable, like reduce perceived stress, improve sleep quality and energy, and encourage better focus and flow. Just Thrive's probiotic and Just Calm make the perfect 1-2 punch to beat stress before it beats you. You can listen to the episode, like I said, called Just Thrive with Tina Anderson and learn all about this groundbreaking company. Also, right now you can get 15% off site-wide when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code Shay at checkout. Again, that is justthrivehealth.com and use code Shay at checkout.
And action. Hey everyone, I'm Sarah Gretzky.
And I'm Natalie Buck.
And together, we are the Net Chicks. We're here to talk anything and everything on screen, including what your favorite celebs are up to.
And if you want to know what shows we are absolutely loving and hating, well, thank God, because we will be unpacking for you every single Thursday. So grab your Netflix and some popcorn because the chicks are coming. And scene.
Okay, next question. StepOnMe19 wants to know, does it bother you that a lot of people don't want to see your next wedding on the show? I don't know where they're getting their data from, but this is what they think.
Right, apparently. Right, where are they getting the data from?
I mean, I feel like they poll audiences and unfortunately,
well,
it's
not.
Well,
you know what? If it is on the show, you don't have to watch it. How about that? That's a concept.
It's unfortunate. I feel like I was saying, with the ratings, it's like, it's not like they shine you in the best light every season, honey. You know what I mean? So the audience doesn't know the difference. They just think you're this person on TV. So yeah. It doesn't help that you're with me from last season too. So I guess that kind of, oh, well, yeah, just miss out if you guys aren't down to watch.
Yeah, you literally don't have to watch. No one's forcing you.
Yeah, just like my YouTube. People comment something negative, I'm like, no one's forcing you to watch this.
No, let them watch. Let them comment. It's called engagement. You make money on views. That's all it is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for watching. Hopefully you don't see it.
Whether you liked it or not, thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Addy Brady said, I'm getting married in 2 months. Do you have dress recommendations for Summer? Summer and her baby are 2 days apart and they are just struggling to find the right flower girl dress.
Honestly, we found a like $30 dress on an Instagram ad. We bought it. I took it to my dress designer and he clipped off the, what is it called? Like the applique or whatever, and added some of the lace from my dress onto it. And now it is so cute. So we had a base, but then we kind of just made it into what we wanted. I don't really have an actual recommendation.
But I think that's a good recommendation. Find something that you can work with and then maybe like have someone that you know spice it up.
Zhuzh it up. Exactly.
Zhuzh.
Yeah.
You should talk about how cute Summer's been practicing.
Oh my gosh. Summer with her little flower petal basket. I've posted a couple stories. I'm going to have it in my vlog this week as well. But she's just doing the wow, and she throws the petals. Wow.
I'm trying to get her to do that today. Wow. We didn't have that today.
She did it for me though today.
Oh, really?
She really doesn't like, well, luckily she won't be barefoot at the wedding, but when she steps on a flower petal, she has to sit down and show you her foot.
She's
and
like, something's on my
get
foot,
this
Dad.
Flower petal
what is
off
this?
My foot.
It's stuck to my foot, girl, and she's holding her leg.
You've had peanut butter all over your body and up your nose. Why is this fake flower petal on your foot bothering you?
She's like, it's uneven under my feet. I can feel it. There's something she does, but she's like that. So like, she's like walking around the house, anything, little thing on the floor, she'll pick it up. Like she'll go, oh, what's that? Like a little, like a noodle or like a crumb or something on the floor.
Yeah.
And then she'll pick it up and then she'll look at it and then she'll go put it in the trash can. It's the cutest thing. Her attention to detail.
I know. Can we also talk about how well she's been putting on her own shoes on the right feet?
Well, it hasn't happened to me all the time.
Yes, it did. She did it with her Crocs the other day.
Well, that's because I put them in two-wheel drive, not four-wheel drive, and she could just slide them in. But I mean, I'm still impressed.
Oh, they weren't in sport mode?
Well, they were not in sport mode. Off-roading mode. Four-wheel drive.
She's just growing up.
Oh, it's the best, honey. It's the best. I mean, we had our first swimming lesson with her this morning.
We did.
And that wasn't as, I mean, it was good.
I heard it was too early.
It was early.
It definitely was. I think we can do better.
Yeah.
It was cutting into her park time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I can't believe we didn't take her back out today. I'm just realizing that right now.
You said you were going to put her back in the pool and you didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to get her the extra reps and coach her up.
She had fun with auntie and uncle today. Yes. So.
Thank you.
Of course. I don't have a ton more questions. I might be able to make some more
I just feel disappointed, really. I want to, look, because it's a new thing. We're trying to teach her how to swim. And so I want to get extra reps in there with her,
yeah.
get her comfortable. Cause then when we give her the coach, she's kind of like, I feel comfortable doing this.
Totally.
So maybe tomorrow morning I'll just go in with her early and just give her a head start.
Okay.
Yeah. Is she going to skip floaties?
Yes.
I mean,
not to the point where they, maybe the arm ones is what we use, but like, you're right. She's going to use floaties. This is just in case she ever is put into a situation where she just needs to survive. It's not about like teaching, like she's going to learn to come to the top and swim to the edge. You know what I mean? It's if she falls in to get out, it's not like casual, normal swimming. She'll grow from there.
I don't know. My friend's kid is maybe 5-6 months older than Summer, and she's fully swimming underwater, holding her breath, like posing for photos underwater. It's insane.
And she doesn't need floaties? Nope. I mean, I guess once she learns.
She does not have floaties on.
Okay, yeah. Between now and then, though, she can use floaties until she gets to there.
Yeah, they also had her go once a day for 5 days in a row for several weeks, and we're doing 3 sessions a week, so...
They went every day, you said?
They did every day.
5 days a week for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I quite like that performance there.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see if she starts swimming, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they only did, it was like 10 minutes a day too. It was very quick lessons, but for several weeks. I don't remember how many
weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, she doesn't seem like she has a very long attention span. So yeah. I don't think you need much really longer bad, than
guys.
That.
How do we fix that?
She's just a kid.
Yeah.
But I was reading, and a lot of you guys helped me out with your parenting comments. We have too many toys in here, and I looked up online, and it's just overstimulation, and we just got to break it down. And then even now, if we're working in colors, mm-hmm. let's just put colors together and order like simple colors. And then I was even looking after reading that because I was worried. I want to like figure out how to get better at it. So honey, I was thinking we can put some clear piping out here and put like get a bag of colored balls and have yellow, green, blue, like the primary colors. And she can then run over and put the balls into them.
Oh.
And they fall down onto like a bucket at the bottom and we just mix them up and then she can learn that way.
I like that.
I saw like a smaller version. And I was like, what can we do in our backyard? And just like clear PVC pipe and the balls, you can drop them in.
Nice.
Can I do it?
Sure.
Perfect.
You're like, you have permission.
Yay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to a couple wedding questions. Mm-hmm. Are you doing an assigned seating chart or is everyone picking their own seat? Asked by Mary Ashley G.
Definitely an assigned seating chart. And the way... So shout out to our amazing wedding planner, Shelby, with Simply Classic Events. This, what is website or app, whatever it's called, Aisle Planner, mm-hmm. has made it so easy to do the seating chart. You just drag the names and put them to the seat. I don't even remember how I did my first seating chart.
I saw that for the reception, but what about the ceremony? Is that assigned too?
No, not for the ceremony. You can sit wherever you want for that.
Was it assigned at your last wedding?
Not for the ceremony, just the tables for dinner.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, question then when we have the seating, right? We just have enough seats for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to be like, guys, everyone's
there's no extra.
Because remember when
how do you find your seat? Do you have like a card that tells you where to go?
Yeah, so we're going to have a wall where it has the tables and it tells you which table you're at, but then you're going to get a tequila shot or a water or seltzer or whatever for those who don't drink. And you're going to get that. And then that'll tell you where to go. And then when you get to your seat, you'll have a menu with your name, your meal, all of that printed on it with a nice little bow. And that's how you know where you're sitting. And then they already know in the kitchen who's in which seat to bring their entrees.
Yeah, but I was asking for the ceremony, right?
Ceremony, just wherever you want. But we'll save the first 2 rows for bridal party. Okay. And
but like everyone there, like you can't have a gap between somebody.
No, every seat gets filled.
Because remember when we went to Hannah's wedding and we rocked up and we were just like standing there, we had to find like a random
because
seat.
We were the very last people.
We were the one to fill in the seats. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it was 2 here, 1 there, 2
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's dumb enough. It's not an airport to like leave gaps, you know? It's like you just scoot in next to the next guest.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for honey.
Yes. Well,
speaking of what you're excited for, Trisha Marie wants to know what you are both most excited for and most nervous for. So let's have Brock start because most of the questions have been directed at Sheena.
All right. So first question was?
What are you most excited for? And then what are you most nervous for?
Oh, perfect. And you can't take my answer either, right?
Oh, so think of them really quick, both.
I already
haven't prepped.
I get to go first. I'm really excited to have 120 people there that genuinely love us. And are ready for this. I know. I think it's both ours. We're really excited because it's not just it's the fact that they've taken the time and we get to spend these days with them leading up to the wedding and during it and even after it. So maybe that's what it's like doing, showing our love that way for. That's what I'm excited about.
I'm so excited that we have 115 of our favorite people in the world coming on vacation with us. Like, how fucking cool is that?
Is that the same answer as what
you guys' numbers are off. So where's Brock's five extra people that you don't have?
No, we had 120, but then remember a few people couldn't come after all your friends.
Correct. Yes.
They had to work. And then there were just a few that couldn't come last minute.
Well, let's go over who's not coming, who's coming. So we have like the right count.
Well, I have the aisle planner and I have the seating chart.
Yeah, yeah, right. You have the right count. I just say 120 because it just rolls easy. So 115?
Yes.
115.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, look at us go.
That's what you guys are most excited for. What about most nervous for?
Most nervous for? I mean, I would say the weather if it rains, but I'm really excited that like we've had this conversation and you know what? The show's going to go on.
Oh, I know what you should be nervous for.
What?
You should be nervous about getting COVID before your wedding.
I'm not even going to put that energy out there.
Excuse me, Sadney.
They asked a question and I just think that would probably be...
Oh, somebody asked the question?
Someone asked, what are you most nervous for? If I were you, that's what I would be the most nervous for, is getting sick before my wedding.
That is definitely in the very back of my mind because I don't want to bring it to the forefront because I am just putting good vibes and healthy vibes out there.
He's most nervous for bad weather. I have like 20 things above bad weather that I'm nervous for. Like I'd be more nervous about getting like...
What are your top 20? What are your top five?
Food poisoning, COVID, monkeypox.
Oh my God.
What else? Out of those three, I think, I mean, come on. I'm not scared of five things.
Yeah, after
food
weather,
food poisoning,
right?
Monkeypox, COVID. What else would I be nervous for? My passport getting stolen. I was really nervous about that. I walked across the border to Mexico yesterday and the biggest thing I was worried about was my passport getting stolen. So that's probably number four. And if I had to come up with a fifth thing that I'm scared of.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Maybe I'll go, this isn't going to happen. Maybe like plane crash.
Oh my God. That's morbid over here.
Okay, why are we talking
like
about
bad
these
weather,
things?
It might rain. Then that's a first world problem.
Because my plane's making there in peace. I'm not bumping into anyone. I'm making out anyone to get monkeypox and then definitely staying away from big crowds to get no COVID. And so like those things sound simple to me and I'm not going to put energy towards thinking about that. But I'm glad.
Yeah, no, everything's going to be good.
That's just what I would have answered.
Well, who says that out loud?
Let's not.
What the hell? We're all getting on planes.
The only thing I'm nervous about or worried about for the plane is Summer sleeping. I want her to still be able to get some sleep.
I'm really down to carry her through that time.
I'm nervous for is my luggage getting lost.
Yeah, I'm putting my dress in my carry-on.
So we have 100%. Two things. We have three things we're bringing. Your girl's stuff, your dresses, whatever's important.
Yeah.
My guy's stuff, whatever's important.
Yeah.
And then Summer's milk.
Obviously.
Like Summer's milk and her food. That's like the priorities.
Yeah.
Well, we can pack her food, right?
Yeah.
And then
bring a bunch of her snacks and toys and all of that.
Milk things,
You're not just going to feed her Mexican food all week? I think she'd be fine.
It's just like how
I still want her to have her normal snacks and... the milk that we give her.
I don't know. You can look. I don't think that's you don't do that.
Well, no. And there's so many different cuisines and stuff at the resort.
Yeah.
Like if she needed chicken tenders for dinner every night, like they got chicken tenders.
Totally.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. No, we're just bringing her snacks.
A place is stacked. I'm actually excited to go there.
Yeah.
Again. Actually, that would be the one, like raining, but I'd really wish or hope that there would be like a decent storm before we got there to wash away all of that sargasm seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we don't even know if there's still seaweed right now. I know they said it goes in waves. It might be clear.
Nah,
it was better. No, honey, but when we were there in June, it was way better than when we were there in March.
But in the last 6 years, it goes all the way through to November. So, you know,
to an 11-11 wedding.
Every year it's getting worse and worse.
I don't know why I was thinking the weather would be better in August than November.
It's going to be humid, right?
Yeah. Well, the weather looks pretty good.
When we were there in June, it was really nice.
Yeah. Well, the weather when we get there, so far the forecast is 40% chance of morning showers.
We can deal with morning showers.
All right, can definitely
it's tropical.
Morning showers.
It's. I'm not even putting any of
that's
these
what I like.
Negative
I like,
vibe.
I'm not
nervous
putting negative vibes. You guys, they asked
there.
A question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we answered it correctly. You over there though, Courtney. I ain't judging you.
I'm a realist.
Damn.
She is our mother's daughter.
Far out.
I'm on their Instagram right now to try to see if there's any seaweed at the moment. And no one's posting very great pictures. I'm waiting for your wedding guest to come through and post what we really need to see because
yeah.
these people suck at being influencers.
Because they're probably not influencers. They're just yeah. hotel they're guests.
Now we feel bad. Listen, we're renting that
How
space
bad do you
out.
Feel?
I don't feel
no,
bad.
I mean, no,
people
we're paying
know
the
if
bill
they're
for
coming
it.
To this resort, they do a lot of weddings there yeah, on yeah. all days of the week.
And I'm not going to lie, our wedding ceremony, it's going to be pretty lit. So if I'm in that place, I will be joining in from a balcony.
I would love to watch it.
Yeah, 100%.
And like we did when we were there.
We have flamethrowers and bongo water drums.
That's at the welcome party.
It's still a part of the weekend.
Ooh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, so in this reel that I'm watching that this woman posted 7 hours ago, it doesn't look like there's any seaweed.
Have a look.
What?
Yeah. Well, she only shows the ocean for a second. But
oh, that's
seems-
because that's not our water. She's going to Cozumel.
Are you sure?
Let's yeah. see.
That's her at Cozumel. She walks in. Oh, yeah. The first scene, you can see the water. It's still
okay,
rain.
Well, let me keep digging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then she goes to the huts and then she goes to Cozumel oh. on the boat, the docks, boat back.
Okay, well, let me find a
unfortunately.
Influencer.
But hey, look, the photo of the resort and the resort itself is beautiful anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. Mother Nature, come on, baby. And if not, regardless, like, what do you say, honey?
Don't
Photoshop.
They clean it up, the seaweed? Don't they like
yeah, they
it?
Have yeah, they a do. Net there now that was blocking a lot of it.
They do a good
it
job.
It wasn't as bad.
They do a really good job. The problem is it's such a big pest down there in the Caribbean because it's the runoff of the agricultural runoff of all the pesticides and the feed and all that they put onto the soil.
Yeah.
And all of that is just the nutrients is just adding to the growth of this.
Yeah, it does. I think it is still there.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. And that's why you just need a storm to wash it away. But it's not just ours. It's all the way
know.
Down.
The reason I chose.
For the blue waters.
Exactly.
I didn't know how warm
was
those.
For the teal waters.
I didn't know how warm those
Crazy.
Teal waters were.
I know.
Like it's like hopping in a warm bath.
Yeah.
It's like refreshing, but like I prefer Pacific Ocean over this side.
Well, that you're getting married on the other side.
No, so. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm lucky to be by the water. I'm just
Yeah. But I know it is a bummer though.
But if you do get the catamaran, you can bomb out. It takes yeah. like 5 minutes to get out, and then when you're out like the one doesn't take 5 minutes, but you can get out there pretty quickly, and at the back of it it's just all blue.
Yeah. So the girls are taking the catamaran out for a little bachelorette day. Boys are gonna go to a day club.
Day
get
club.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what are you doing?
Babe, I'm so excited. So this is a surprise for them. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to, oh, not really, because it's whoever wants to go, but I'm going to invite everybody. But I know for a fact, Joey, Luke, Evan, they're going to love this. Even like Taylor and maybe Will mm-hmm. would really enjoy this experience. And hopefully anyone else that wants to come, but I don't know what it's called, but we're going to like the sweat rooms. And when, it's not a sweat room. It's like a sweat tent. And you go into it. It's a traditional thing.
It's like a cave. It's not
it's
a
traditional
tent.
Stone tent where they walk in and they blacken it out. Now, I'm absolutely butchering this, but I can read up on it more. But they go ahead and they put 13 massive stones that are hot, piping hot in to the middle of it. And then the whole thing is blackened out. And then the guy puts water on it and it's like a hot stone sauna. So it just sweats and mm-hmm. purates. And then you get, and then before it, they like give you a ritual with all their herbs and that, and then when you jump in, they've got like some kind of tea and all that too. Not like mushroom and like that, more like cleansing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's an experience. It's up to you. You just meditate and the shaman's in there just going through his
beating the drum.
His song and his rhythm. Yeah, and you just get lost in that. I'm really excited about that actually.
Yeah.
So those were all the questions I got from fans. Let me think.
Do I have any questions?
Do you?
Do you have any questions about your own wedding, Brock?
Honey.
Wait, it was really funny. Before you say that, we were sitting in here with our mom the other day, and I think we were showing Summer her dress or something. And my mom goes, Summer, this is what you're going to wear to mommy's wedding. And so I think, did you say it? And you're like, and daddy's. And we're like, oh yeah, yeah. Mommy and daddy's wedding.
Oh, it's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah, he'll be there too.
I'm here, guys.
He's showing up.
When are you going to write your vows, honey?
Look, to be honest, I'm gonna get stuck into them, put something pen to paper this weekend. I got to get something moving.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to do mine the night before.
Janet's supposed to help me write my speech. Because I want it to be funny. I wish I could have an impactful joke or write it, but there's not enough time to put that together.
You could, I could go on Upwork. I could go on Upwork for you and find a comedic writer, and you can give them your story, and then they'll play with it. Yeah, you guys can do it over Zoom. I'll get you covered there. I'll give you a script.
Wait, to wrap it up, I have a question.
Yes.
Is there going to be a honeymoon?
Eventually, not right away, not right after. Like I did the first time. I was like, no, you have to go on the honeymoon like the day or 2 days after the wedding. Now we got a baby. We got shit going on.
Well, I want to plan the honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I want to plan the honeymoon, surprise you like we did Australia. I'm not going to tell you where. I know kind of the element of what we want to do. Mm-hmm. I know what we want to do, so I can't mess that up. And so now I just got to pick the nice waters for it.
I feel like it would just be so rushed if you went right after the wedding.
Yeah, no, there's too much going on right now. There's other trips we want to take first, you know, family trip back to Australia, some other little ones here. So no rush on the honeymoon, but we'll definitely take a vacay eventually.
It's just like a reason to go on vacation. So yeah, save it.
Yeah.
Save that vacation coupon for another time.
For sure.
Perfect.
Okay, sweet.
All things wedding prep. There we go. Are we ready for this?
Let's do it, honey.
Are you going to do a wedding recap after?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah, the night we'll bring the mics with us. We'll do it the next morning after the wedding.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, we'll do it after we get back. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next week with an awesome founders interview. The brand is called The Sis Kiss. Oh my God, Megan has the best jewelry. You are not gonna want to miss this episode. And after that, we'll be back with a wedding recap. Thanks for listening. Bye. Sheena Shea.
Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.